With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Following those widespread power outages here in Texas in February, a lot of attention was put on supply failures. Whether you want to point the blame at wind or natural gas, that's where the criticism was focused. Well, a new working paper is shedding light on the fact that energy demand has also increased substantially in Texas and around the world. Blake Schaefer is a co-author of the paper. He's an economics professor at the University of Calgary and a former energy trader. Professor Schaefer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I think what this paper's trying to tell us to do, you tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, is to look at the other side, right? We need to think about demand when we're thinking about how the electricity grid works, yeah?
Yeah, nice summary. I think the answer there is in the aftermath of that February event, all the conversation was about supply. It, as one would expect, it sort of devolved into a bit of a blame match as to, you know, which segment of supply was at fault and trying to understand that. And ours is really just shedding light on the fact of, you know, hey, folks, demand's increased quite a bit. More specifically, the sensitivity of demand to cold temperatures has risen a lot. And we need to take that into account when we're thinking about our future needs.
There's also an element here of efficiency, right? Turning toward more efficient heat pumps. I guess just sort of thinking about the way that we're actually using that energy that's being distributed to us.
Yeah, this came up a lot in people discussing our article. We're looking at this increase in sensitivity to cold temperatures, really motivated by the fact that the share of homes in Texas heated by electricity has risen by about 10 percentage points. But most of that is pretty inefficient resistance heating, baseboard heaters, space heaters, and the like. As that becomes heat pumps, now heat pumps are much more efficient. So what we should find is kind of two things. One is the demand for energy overall in cold temps won't be as extreme as what we're estimating here. That's a good thing. But a lot of folks brought up that, you know, at the real extremes, a lot of the heat pumps that are in place or likely to be in place in Texas, they struggle at those temperatures. There's other options, though. There's heat pumps that work better in cold temperatures, and that's something that would need to be thought about in Texas.
One of the things that co-author of this paper, Josh Rhodes, and I talked about is sort of this idea of, did the Texas legislature, did sort of regulators do enough to make sure that an extreme event like that doesn't cause sort of the breakdown that it did in February? And he told me, and I'm curious to get your take on this too, probably, you know, this year it's not going to get as cold. And so we're not going to have that sort of empirical evidence of, did they do enough?
What I think we'll find is most likely it won't be as extreme. I mean, those extremes don't occur, every year. And what you'll find, of course, is that, you know, 1 year removed, well, maybe we don't want to spend as much money on reliability. 2 years out, I don't even remember that issue. And we know this because as people dissected the problems of 2021, they went back to the history of 2011 in ERCOT. And the challenges there and all the proposals of how to fix it that never saw the light of day. And I think it's, you know, if you make it through the next winter, there's not much motivation for politicians to add costs onto the power system to consumers. That's not a winning strategy. And so that may well be the case. I think Josh is probably correct in that we might skirt through a winter and then the sort of focus on this will slowly dissipate.
Blake Schaefer is a professor at the University of Calgary and co-author of the working paper, Changing Susceptibility to Cold Weather in Texas Power Demand. Professor Schaefer, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.